evening. I'm Sarah Benitez, and I have the phrase, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Familia, family, paradise is where we love our way to liberation. This is what I believe we are being told in these final words spoken by Jesus on the cross. We are both of the criminals on the cross, and we are being forgiven and remembered when Jesus is entering his kingdom. He is also telling us that we are in paradise right now, today, truly. How are we in paradise when every day, every moment, right now, we see the many ways our world is so far from what you or I might imagine paradise to be? When God feels so far away. That's what I wondered when I first prayed and reflected on this scripture. Right now, our country is turning its back on thousands of people at our southern border who are just seeking a better life, who come here in an act of hope and love, and instead are being put in tent cities, are being denied bail, have vigilantes with guns in their faces, turning them over to Border Patrol. All are being called criminals for wanting to save each other and themselves for the future and the hope of a better life. When millions of people are in prison, not just the folks on our southern border, but throughout our country and the world, millions of people go hungry when so many of us have excess and enough, where we feel low and not worthy or enough for God's love for ourselves or each other, and the countless ways we all witness how we hurt each other in our world. How is this paradise? How is it that Jesus can say these words with such hope and faith in his final moments of greatest suffering? That's what I was wondering. And so far from what paradise could be or should be. I could give you so many examples of how far away paradise and God feels right now, and I know you all can think of them too, and keep questioning, how is it that Jesus can say this in these last moments? You can imagine your last moments of suffering in your life, and yet you can say, "Truly, I tell you, you will be with me in paradise today." So I'd like to share instead a story that came to me when I was praying about what it is that Jesus is inviting us to in these words. This past July 2018, I was in the McAllen, Texas, at the southern border with Reverend Pastor Maria Swearingen and several other women faith leaders, and we went to the Catholic Charities Humane Respite Center, where we met some of the families who are being released from Border Patrol every day. Every day, Sister Norma Pimentel and volunteers welcome hundreds of mothers and fathers and children who are the lucky few who have been told their asylum claim is valid enough to be released and wait to have their court hearing another day. And while we were there, and it's a chaotic environment, families are eating and getting bus tickets and sitting in a corner watching children's movies, two of the other pastors with us, Dr. Iva Carruthers and Reverend Sakina Hamlin, and I sat down to talk to a couple of the families. And both Sakina and Dr. Iva Carruthers are African-American pastors, and we sat with the families, and we met two of them, a man named Juan and his daughter from Honduras, who was 14, and a woman named Maria and her son. And they told us about being held in the hielera, which is the freezer, the icebox, for days, 5-6 days, in chain link enclosures, men and women and children separate, hungry, cold, not knowing when they were going to be reunited, if they would be reunited. But they were also telling us how relieved they were to be together again and to be getting ready to go to the next destination in the United States. And so we knelt and prayed and offered prayers, and Dr. Carruthers told them, "We are pastors, and we are here to let you know we welcome you. We want you in our country. My ancestors who were enslaved were separated from their children, like you have been and others right now have been. And we are here because we do not want to see that happen again." Maria looked surprised, and I saw as I was translating, and she told us that she was not aware of that history in the United States, or that we were there for that reason and sharing that moment, and told us, "Dios les bendiga por estar aquí y por lo que están haciendo." God bless you for being here and all you're doing. And we told her, "God bless you. Dios les bendiga a ustedes. We're with you. We're praying with you. We will go with you beyond today." Paradise. All in the span of maybe 10 minutes, we connected on a human level the cosmic struggle for liberation against cross generations and geographies, all our ancestors and present-day family and neighbors in a moment of love. We joined with Jesus and the criminals on the cross, who we don't know much about outside this one scripture passage. And we can imagine that, like our neighbors at the border, down the street from us right now, who are considered undocumented, in prison, in jails, in hospitals, today called criminals, are the people most likely were struggling for liberation from the Roman Empire, much like Jesus was. And we know that because crucifixion was saved for enemies of the state. Just like Jesus, who knowingly challenged the authorities for the liberation of his people and of us all. I believe this is what Jesus is inviting us to when he says that truly today we will be with him in paradise. I did a little more reading about the word paradise, and it's only mentioned in the scripture three other times. And one of those refers back to the Garden of Eden. And when I read that, it all really clicked for me. Jesus says in Revelation 2:7, "To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." And the tree of life was in the Garden of Eden, the original sinless place. The original and ultimate sin is our turning from God, turning away from love, to harming each other and ourselves. In loving each other, in stopping the hurt and harm and hate in the world, reaching out to one another and saying, "Let's be free together." And we are not free until we are all free. We are redeemed. We are freed from our sins. As individuals, as a congregation, as a community, as a country, and as a world. This is the paradise that Jesus invites us to today and every day, the hope and the faith that we carry and extend to each other. In dying on the cross, Jesus frees us from our original sin of hurting one another and tells us we can enter his kingdom and build it here on earth and be in paradise together today. That day in McAllen, Texas, I was in this crowded, chaotic room with a lot of folks who were anxious and not sure what was happening next, but relieved to be together again. And that was paradise. Today, right here with all of you, I believe we are in paradise with Jesus in his suffering and in our own. That in reaching out to each other, loving each other to liberation, extending hope and love to one another, as he does to the criminals on the cross and to us, we are in paradise together. This is the hope and faith we have in this last worst moment, when liberation looks and feels so far away, in this scripture and in the world today. This is the kingdom come here on earth, I believe, where we are freed from our individual and collective human sin by Jesus' ultimate act of compassion, and we hold that compassion for ourselves and extend it to our neighbors, all of them, especially those who are seeking their liberation, the ultimate pursuers of hope, love, and justice in our world today.